I'm coming strong, and I am a player. And that's why this show is called Trash Opinion.
Charlie, hold it out here.
Okay.
Put the ball on the slingshot. Just drop it. Way out here, Charlie. Farther. Maddie, don't pull it back. Just set it forward and drop it.
Wait. Now take a little bit of your advice. Calm down. Go forward.
Go forward. Pull it forward more, Charlie.
A lot of discussion there. Right on the hole. How can they blow it?
Tension, Randy. Okay, hold on. Stop.
I don't know. Can I do it?
No, I got it. No, you can't do it. Mandy, please.
No, Randy,
simmer down, Mandy. Just drop it. No tension on the cord at all. Right now, just drop it.
Randy. We all need to, if we win this, I want to win this happy and calm.
Please, I got it, man. There should be no tension on this. I know, buddy. Then drop it. Let's go home.
Mandy, we want to go home happy.
Here we go.
Charlie. Bang, one big happy try, obviously. Bang, with the win, for reward. This should be a fun afternoon.
Hello. Welcome back to Trash Opinions, where we talk all things trash. I'm your host, Trash. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite seasons of Survivor to talk about, and that is Survivor Gabon. Something I will always cherish about this season is that it has the unlikable underdogs running the game by the end of it. It's great because by the time of the final eight, nobody who has any sense of strategy is left. And it's nothing but inmates running the asylum from that point on. The boot order is dictated by how the swing vote felt about that person that certain day, and I love it for it. But anyway, let's just get right into Survivor Gabon.
Michelle, the last woman picked, is the first woman across.
I really don't think the Fong tribe really is that smart. I was the last one picked. And I was the first girl up there, so didn't kiss my ass.
Michelle Chase. Michelle is quite possibly one of the worst Survivor players of all time. She had no reason to be the first boot. She was on a try with Jillian, who might as well have had first boot tattooed across her forehead. Michelle was a very good athlete, but her piss-poor attitude and the fact that the only person she even talked to on the tribe was Kenny caused her to be the first boot. She could have helped Fong in a bunch of challenges, but instead they chose to curse themselves just to get rid of Michelle in a unanimous vote. Even Kenny votes for her. To his credit, Kenny does try to convince Michelle to try to campaign to stay, but instead Michelle says the whole tribe is a bunch of arslers, and so Kenny's got nothing. Like I said, one of the worst Survivor players ever. I don't think she understood that this was a social game. Her tribal council at her vote off is quite hilarious.
Can't go 100% 100% of the time.
That's what a challenge is. That's what a race is. Maybe you don't stop till the job is done.
Oh, for Pete's sake, why didn't you step up at that point and just get right on it?
I didn't stop digging.
But you should have verbalized
it. You should have yelled at everybody to keep digging.
Just thought it's common sense that when we're in a race that you don't stop until we're done or we win.
She just starts this big argument about nothing. It's great. I would say she lands in fun downfall.
Hey, you guys, if anybody finds any elephant dung, bring it back at Fern's Well.
We've been here 20 minutes and she wants elephant.
Oh, elephant dung. Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Obviously, one has to be wary.
There are elephants around because there was elephant dung that we walked over.
But let's hope that they just keep their distance. And if we can get fire going, it'll certainly keep animals from coming around the camp.
So you want to see the elephant dung?
Not really.
Well, it's very interesting. Look.
You want to see my dung? It's interesting, too.
They poop out the seeds that they don't digest. And we were wondering maybe there might be something edible inside still.
Don't even think about that.
This is our first day, and I've come to the conclusion that Jillian is annoying.
No, you can. You can squeeze the elephant dung and drink it.
Jillian Larson. Jillian is such a wonderfully crazy grandma. Crazy lady just loves her elephant poop. She even wants to eat seeds from the poop and drink it. I love how she doesn't understand why the rest of the tribe isn't as jazzed about the elephant shit as she is. I'm sure there may be plenty of wonderful uses for elephant dung, but at least wait a day before bringing up, oh hey, we should start collecting literal shit and eat undigested things that we find from there. I don't necessarily love Jillian, but she's such a so bad it's good player, which is in line with the rest of the season, and she leaves a lasting impression on me for sure.
Two bags left. This challenge is an absolute blowout at this point. It might be time to put it in the deep freeze, Jillian. You might be out of it.
Nothing's gone till it's gone.
Coming around the corner, but it's too late! Coda wins immunity and fire!
She lands in delightfully crazy.
You're done. Randy and Crystal have Paloma off the post very fast. They're dragging her up the hill.
Paloma Soto Castillo. I actually like Paloma. I feel like she could have been a great character or player, but alas, she was on Bizarro Meme Season, so she had to go out for not being insane enough. She's adorable, and she had some strategic tops on her. Unfortunately, Ace just gunned for her early, and she didn't have a chance to really do anything. Regardless, I do find her adorable and memorable, for me at least. She's in cute. Jackie Berg. Who? Oh, well, I guess I always considered her and Kelly a pair since they were the forgettable blonde girl nobodies. She did nothing. Meh.
So, leadership, you know, I'm pretty much done with that anyway.
We don't need a damn leader. I'm younger than all y'all, so what I'm being the leader for? I didn't want to be a leader. I'm not going to let y'all force me to be the leader, so I'm not going to.
Danny G.C. Brown. G-Sizzle. God, I love this nut job. This kid gets chosen as the leader and then relinquishes leadership after like a day. I love him. He has to fight everyone on every single little thing. He loves to say that he's a grown-ass man, and we have a little bit of Rory Light in here, but if you've never seen anyone just go completely MIA right before a challenge, then you haven't seen GC on Gabon.
What the hell's GC, dude?
GC!
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Jeez! Is he not hearing? We almost left without you. We have like 5 more minutes and they're just gonna leave.
That would've been cool with me.
Why? We need you.
Dude just didn't give a shit about staying. Super underrated pre-merge character. GC is an absolute riot. He's going in delightfully crazy.
So I'm gonna go with Kelly. I wanna get to know her. And she's hot. I knew I could sway her to my side because she did not get along with Coda. Oh yeah, and she's also hot. There you go.
Kelly Czarnecki. Kelly's claim to fame is, something. I'm sure of it. She didn't really seem like she even cared about being on the show and that she was just there to fill up space. Meh.
Kelly's devastated. Why am I picked last? Why is everybody not kissing my ass? Because you're a whiny little cow. And, you don't do anything.
I feel like I put myself in a very good position, coming from a tribe that I didn't have any alliance with, and now suddenly, you know, I've got people there. Oh my god, this is amazing. I just turned around and there's an elephant swimming through the water. Oh, how beautiful. I guess that's one way to get from one side to the other.
Ace Gordon.
I don't think it would be appropriate for a photographer not to have a model. Sugar, please?
Yes.
Absolutely love this James Bond villain-ass motherfucker. I feel like he could be one of my favorite pre-merge characters of all time, but he doesn't have any specific defining or dynamic character moments. Just everything about him is just so bizarre. Nobody, including the audience, knew if his British accent was real. It was. He was just one of those half-British, half-American types who slip in and out of a British accent, but it still didn't make him look any less shady. Ace is a character you would think would make it to the merge at least and then be a target once he's there. He has, well, what he thought was, a solid number one in Sugar, a Maddie willing to work with him, and things are looking good for his standing on Fong up until Kenny starts getting that big move boner he gets and Boldface lies to a gullible Sugar who flips on him, taking him out. It made me feel bad for him, actually.
Annihilates Ace!
Ace is someone I've been dying to see come back, but that spot will always be filled by the much better coach, and I've never seen somebody seem so ridiculously shady and manipulative, but deep down be a pretty normal, chill guy. Dr. Evil with a heart of gold goes into entertaining.
You got some fire?
No.
Well, it's pretty hard, isn't it? Not hard enough to create
no.
spark, you don't
you
think?
Don't
I don't think that's gonna work.
Trying to make fire with a bone. I don't think I got stuck with the brightest bunch, that's for sure.
Dan K.
Best strategy, purely comedy.
Dan thinking he could start a fire with bone was some shit. He gets mostly a dodo edit, and he's very unremarkable in the grand scheme of the season. If Dan hadn't passed away, I would call him very forgettable, but it's hard to forget such a sad tragedy. His boot was one of the first to really doom the Onion Alliance. I will never get why they kept Susie over him. Dan was loyal to them to the end. Oh, but he's annoying. Ah, yes, sorry, the oh-so-logical Corinne, you're right. Corinne was so mean to him in confessionals, too. Her calling him a former fatty was just so uncalled for. I totally get why she views him as a golden retriever, though, because he is. He's so cute in how he calls the Fang Tribe the evil empire. Like, he's such a dork. I love it.
Alright, so instead of the Axis of Evil, we now have the Evil Empire.
Rest in peace, Dan K. You were pretty great and I wish you lasted longer, but you needed to go to ensure a chaotic merge that made absolutely no sense. He's so sad when he goes out, too. Dan, you and your wide-eyed outlook and puppy dog vibe put you in cute.
The thing with Charlie is, I think he's attracted to me, but, you know, I'll be honest, like, I don't see any romance with Charlie and I think he's a great guy. You know, I can see that he's handsome and smart and all those things, and I really can appreciate that about him. Just not really the way I roll.
You're a nice guy, you know it.
Yeah, I'm chill, that's all.
Marcus Lemon. When it comes to screwed over players, there's few more screwed over than Marcus. He had the clearest path to the end you could imagine. He goes into the merge with the numbers, he rides the lines to the end, and he beats everyone there. Once again, fake merge ruins everything. Though, ruin isn't the word I would use here. A Marcus win would have been so unbelievably boring, and what we got instead was much, much better, I think. Marcus is kind of a bore. Other than the fact that he was screwed out of the easiest dub in Survivor history, there's not much you can say about him. I don't even want to call him a good player, because he's not. He just so happens to be on a tribe with people who would lay down and die for him if he asked.
It occurred to me that if everyone's going to act so casual about not really wanting an immunity idol that's hidden just a few feet away from the table, then fine, I'll call all of your bluffs.
Who wants it? The ocean wants it. The ocean!
These people are so stupid. I got 10 people to throw an immunity idol into the ocean.
How he alienates Susie while still keeping her around is completely idiotic. He totally deserved to get flipped on, honestly. I was tempted to throw him in Golden Boy, but I'm gonna put him in Fun Downfall, actually.
Bang, getting your first look at the new Coda. Marcus voted out at the last tribal council.
Oh, you know, mama's got to hang together.
That's right. Okay, now we're playing Stupid Survivor, because this makes zero sense. Like, she clearly is not an athletic person. I am so confused. Like, don't you want to win immunity?
Charlie Herschel. I want to like Charlie, just unfortunately all of his content is about how thirsty he is for Marcus. I'm kind of astonished that Fong came into the merge with the numbers despite losing all the time. How the hell does that happen? Oh wait, Gabon. Anyway, Charlie has his moments, but he's pretty much just a one-note character, and it's a shame because he seemed like he could have been extremely interesting if they could just let him talk about strategy instead of how beautiful Marcus's eyes are. He's unfortunately going in meth.
Yeah, I told you I would in less than a minute, and it took 2 seconds.
Yeah, really?
I'm sorry if I'm sounding arrogant, but it was a joke. I gave myself 20 seconds. I think I took 7. I'm king of Gabon. With all due respect to President Bongo, I am the new king of Gabon. I'm sorry, but I rule. This ocean, it's mine.
Randy Bailey.
This stud is not strategic. It's strictly personal.
Randy didn't give a shit. He will dive into that leech-infested water. Randy is another type of character we don't get anymore. He's a curmudgeon turned all the way up to 11.
I'm not a big fan of marriage. I will never get married myself. I'm almost sure of it. Nothing against the 60-year-old women out there, but don't come to my camp. Not the nicest guy in the world. I've had a tough 49 years, but Maddie knows if you get me, you're not offended by me. If you don't get me, you go crying home to mama.
To the point where he literally has nobody in his life and he couldn't be happier. Randy is one of the funniest people to ever play Survivor. You can see it at the reunion. The entire audience is eating out of his hand and laughing at every single thing he says. The auction, aka best Survivor auction ever, is where he cements himself as the god-tier curmudgeon he is.
You bought this for the tribe.
How sweet, Randy.
You just made a lot of people very happy.
I can have them all myself if I want.
For the tribe.
Okay.
Randy.
Who wants one? Would you like one?
I don't want one, thank you. I could possibly.
You sure, Sugar?
Maddie's
Sugar?
Getting it.
It's not yours to give to Maddie. I'm the boss. You want a half?
Hopefully.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Last chance, you can have a full one.
Thank you.
Randy offers Sugar his own cookie. She takes it and gives it to Maddie.
Yeah, would you like to repeat that?
Wow. I think it worked out the way it worked out.
Sugar, she can kiss my ass. If she thinks I was bad before, I'm just going to turn it up a notch. There's a lot of fight left in this dog.
Have a good night.
And Sugar, I have to say, that was the most righteous gift I've ever been given. Yeah.
What gift, Maddie? You got to be kidding me. That wasn't a gift from her, man. Weren't you watching?
I thought she handed it to me. Eat
yeah, but that was my cookie. Chickens. I didn't get one.
No.
You had two, I had none.
Sorry.
But not your fault. I left the auction broke, full, half drunk, and pissed off. I got a little room left for one big cookie. So I'm going to burn this house down in the next day or so.
Oh, my God.
That's just beautiful.
Over a cookie.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen a grown man gets so mad over a chocolate chip cookie?
Guess how many of those cookies I ate?
The freaking cookies.
I was in charge of every single one of them, but I didn't get any. It was for the tribe, and I could do anything. I could put it in the dirt and stomp on it if I wanted to.
I got the impression that you didn't really want to give it
to anybody. I'm tired of this story.
Yeah, you're right. I'm done.
Then shut the up.
Him being so pissed off about a damn cookie to the point where he's telling Susie to shut the fuck up and cursing at people is just so hilariously man-child of him. It's just fantastic television. Best auction ever. Why is it that cookies always cause so much drama in Survivor? He even tips Probst, who just pockets it, just like Petter. He's also incredibly intelligent, at least compared to the rest of the cast. The way he's able to find that idol within seconds, while he sees it as not a big deal and obvious, was still extremely impressive. The man has reached the Black Pill Promised Land. He just doesn't give a shit about what anyone thinks about him. That being said, it was cool how after the season he apologized to Crystal personally about some of the comments he made about her, which was nice of him. Even as this bitter, angry man, he still has a semblance of a heart. Aww, kinda like the Grinch. It would have been hilarious if Randy made it to the loved one's visit without a loved one, and especially if he had won, because he was gonna be the only survivor in history without a loved one at the loved one's challenge. Could you imagine if he took it away from somebody else? That would be so hilarious to me and the most Randy thing ever. Randy would have loved that, honestly. Crash and Burn is a terrible idea, but amazing television, and I'm glad we got to see Randy going out being an absolute psycho.
I'm gonna be crashing and burning all day, make everybody miserable, showing these morons, just putting them in their place. The plan is for me to act really nasty, continue to mix it up with everybody, and the old song people are gonna vote for me. Our only prayer
is if Bob would give me the idol.
We get the feeling that Bob probably found the immunity idol, and the plan is to convince Bob to give me the hidden immunity idol. I play the idol. Voila. Susie, joke's on you. You're going home.
Now would be the time to do so. The rules of Survivor state that if a hidden immunity idol is played, then the votes cast against that person will not count, and the person with the next highest number of votes will be voted out. This is not a hidden immunity idol.
He's going, it's a favorite.
The dancers were great. I kind of got the feeling one of them liked me. I haven't had a girl come on to me in about 20 years, but I think one of them kind of liked me. I hate to dance. My feet hurt, my knee hurts, my shoulder hurts. And I just ate about 4 pounds of food, but hell, I danced with her.
Hi, everybody. I'm Corinne, and I do pharmaceutical sales.
I'm going to be a total bitch, and I'm going to get rid of who I have to get rid of, and I'm going to hurt people's feelings, and I'm going to laugh when people cry, and I'm going to own it.
Corinne Kaplan. Corinne is just way too meta for my liking. She wants to be the villain so bad, but in the world of wrestling, okay, there's heat, which is making the audience pissed off at you, and then there's go-away heat, which means the audience switching off. Corinne is the equivalent to go-away heat to me. She tries way too hard and it's off-putting. I strongly dislike Corinne. A lot of people really like her and find her entertaining, but I find snark without humor to be annoying, and Corinne just takes it to another level. Corinne is just mean.
Not only do I have to act interested in what Sugar's saying, but I have to act like I care about her. I would say that Dan is socially inept in a lot of ways. I don't know if he's a former fatty or why he wasn't liked as a child, but deep down inside, he's a little kid that's seeking approval. Sugar is so weak and naive and gullible. I've been nasty to her for 25 days. I was nice to her one day, and she's sold. So it doesn't even make sense, but she buys it. Because she's such a moron.
Corinne is only funny when she's making fun of Susie, and that's it.
So this moron has decided that she'd like me to go. Really? I hate her. I hate her, hate her, hate her. I'm like, I really want to stab her in the face.
She's mostly just cruel and goes for the low-hanging fruit. She tries so hard to be hated just because she wants to be a regular returnee as a villain like Jerry, but she just does not have the charm of any of the great villains like Fairplay and Boston Rob. I do not understand why people like her. Like, yeah, she's memorable, but you know who else is memorable? Timothy McVeigh. Yeah, I said it. Corinne is just as memorable as a domestic terrorist. And like McVeigh, Corinne doesn't like kids. She's snarky about having to be nice to a 2-year-old. Even Courtney Yates would have buddied up to that adorable toddler. She just has shitty things to say about everyone. None of it is funny. She's annoyingly fake, and she just sucks. Also, what Corinne said to Sugar was unforgivable and just so cruel.
Sugar, you are an unemployed, uneducated leech on society. And the only thing I would vote to give you is a handful of antidepressants so that no one else has to be subjected to your constant crying anymore. And maybe if you got some, then it would seem a little more sincere when you are crying about your dead father. You don't deserve the million.
Sugar is absolutely in the right for never wanting to talk to her ever again, and they haven't, apparently. She's so classist and shitty to Sugar. The way she rants and raves about Sugar not graduating college or having a job is just so nasty and actually genuinely pissed me off as someone living in the fucking economy of 2024, where yes, sometimes we do have to live off the kindness of others.
From a girl who is, I'm sorry, a non-college graduate waitress who's out of work. She doesn't even have a waitress job. She lives off the kindness of others. I don't like people that live off the kindness of others. There is no honor in that.
She just reminds me of, like, Ann Coulter or whatever news asshole's relevant these days. I don't even watch the news anymore. But where she thinks she's so smart and clever, but she's really just a total cunt. Fuck Corinne. I honestly can't stand listening to her. She's going in, fuck you.
Eat your rice.
Don't tell me to do nothing.
Eat your rice.
Don't quit telling me what I should be doing out here.
Eat your rice.
Shut your mouth.
Crystal Cox. Never has a character being so inept at challenges been a huge reason why I like somebody.
Come on, go. Come on, Coda.
Crystal, really struggling for Fong. This isn't even close. This challenge is officially underway. And after 1 second, Crystal is out. Crystal.
Yes.
You are off the course.
Oh, shoot.
You're in the wrong lane. You're completely off track. You got to get back on the course and find your lane. Crystal, up over a hitching post, heading the right way, in the wrong lane. Crystal once again off the course. Crystal back on the course.
Crystal Cox eventually had her gold medals taken away due to the doping scandal of the U.S. women's track team, but Survivor fans already knew she wasn't really an athlete. She's so comedically inept at every single challenge she participates in. I think she had maybe one decent performance in a team challenge, but that's really it. But it's not just that. She's also just one of the most entertaining characters ever cast on the show.
Like, for instance, the cookie conversation that exploded into a blatant disrespect to a grown woman. To me, under any other circumstances, that's hands down for a slap.
Randy got to go. Randy needs to go. He is a troll. He is wreaking havoc in the No Bag tribe.
You have made my life hell from day one. To get you, go home, goodbye.
God, I even love how mad she gets about people wasting energy yelling for GC. Her vote out confessionals are god tier. Forget you, go home, goodbye. Just so quotable. Crystal is just amazing throughout the entire season, and it wasn't for me being a total simp for Sugar, Crystal would be my favorite member of the cast. It is an absolute travesty she has never returned. She is amazing in every single scene she's in. Honestly, she's in favorite.
That's the item. She got it.
Let me see. It can't be that small.
It's you're not looking. Keep a lookout. That's why I'm gonna get in trouble.
My name is Ken. I'm a professional video game player and a college student.
I'm number one in the world at a video game. I'm a huge time strategist, but I am very shy, and in the game of Survivor, I am the underdog.
Ken Hoang.
I'm like a little rat that goes, you know, in the corner, and nobody knows that.
Let's get one thing straight. Kenny is not a good player. Just because you were making moves on a train wreck meme season does not make you a good player. Is he the best player in the season? Yes. However, that being said, his moves are mostly bad or they only work with Gabon's insane cast. He benefits so much from everyone else on the season being absolutely dumber than him. On most seasons, he's the obvious first boot. He was just lucky he shared a tribe with Michelle Chase and fucking Jillian. And that's not even including Randy or Susie, who you could totally see being first boots on a normal season. In fact, my first watch, I went, oh, this guy's the obvious first boot. After I had just watched Jillian talk about drinking water from Elephant Dookie, I am so tired of people saying Kenny is a good player, because he is 100% not. Nobody from Gabon tops the top 100, 200, hell, top 300 of Survivor players. However, that being said, Kenny is incredibly captivating as a character. He's one of the best characters on the season. He's very rootable as a fellow gamer, but he's also hilariously delusional about how well he thinks he's playing the game.
And they trust me 100% because I save both their asses. I save both their asses.
Okay.
And right now, everybody trusts me, but I will blindside man. I took out Kenny. I took out 5 powerhouses. Big guys. Everybody loves me. If I make the final 3, I will win this game.
Which is hilarious to me. He tells his sister he's running the game, and I love how she looks at him like, you sure about that? He lays it on so, so thick when he's trying to get Bob's immunity necklace too.
You know, he's gonna give me the immunity necklace if he wins. If he doesn't, he'll look really bad in front of everybody. If he does, he'll look good in front of everybody, and he'll go home. Ask for the item, will you give it to me tonight?
Why would you feel nervous?
Because I'm with you. He told me that he would try his best to win the next immunity challenge, and he would give me the immunity necklace if he did win it.
That was a small print in the bottom of the contract you forgot to read. That if I help you, you help me. Not if I help you, you stab me in the back.
Not really, because if I felt like I was going to go that night, he'd give me the idol. And of course,
Who else are they going to vote for but Bob? It's not called a blindside. It's called saving me if I feel like I'm going.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said he'd sacrifice his life for me if that was the case. That was the deal.
Dude is just out of his mind and bad at the game as the rest of them. He for sure belongs in Delightfully Crazy.
I don't know what came into me, but I was just feeling it and going for it, dude.
Maddie Whitmore. A lot of people think Maddie is the only sane one left by the time of the merge, but no, Maddie is just as nuts as the rest of them. He proposes to his girlfriend on Survivor because the guy just goes on pure emotional impulse.
I want to be the family. I want to share family with you, and I want to share kids, and I want to share the future, and I want to share the past, and I want to share everything, Jamie. I really will, baby. I just want to know right now. I really want you to be my wife. And I want to marry you, and I want you to be my wife. And I made this for you.
Will you be my cheese wife?
Yes, baby. Yes. Yes.
I'm not joking around or joking. I really love you. I love you.
He's just intensely emotional and just lets go sometimes. You can see it in some challenges too. The dude's just a nutball.
Ain't no thing, Bobby boy!
It. Lock it out. Stick it up. Maddie's gonna be laughing his way right to tribal council.
He had the most win equity out of anyone in the final six. Hell, final eight. An extremely easy road to the end. But he really didn't need to do anything. Yeah, he finally did something when he eventually realized Ken and Crystal were against him, but Maddie was not a good player. He did not have a real number one other than maybe Sugar, who turned on him anyway, and he wasn't good enough at challenges to win out, or anything, despite being against a hairdresser mom, a 57-year-old, a petite model, a gamer, and the worst challenge competitor of all time. How he didn't Colby this thing astonishes me. He also couldn't even make a fire. If he could, he would have won the game. Maddie has nobody to blame but himself. His fate was in the hands of freaking Sugar, for God's sakes. Maddie has to be one of the losingest challenge competitors ever. Dude barely won anything. But Maddie is such a lovable loser. I have to put him in Delightfully Crazy.
I did Survivor because I thought it might help me grow up a little bit and get a thicker skin and deal with my father's death. I can't even say it. My father passed away 7 months ago. I'm trying to keep it together because when I stay in survival mode, then I don't get like this. I'm sure I'll be a stronger person by the end of it all. Playing this game will help me at this time in my life. I thought about my dad. Damn it. Just because I lost my dad recently And
right on cue, Sugar, you're crying.
Well, I think we all feel this way. I mean, we all miss home and everything, and we are all being nasty sometimes. Like, it's weird turning on people, and I don't think any of us like that too much, so. Why do I get to come back here and eat fruit when everybody's starving in my tribe, and they're running out of food and they don't have anything but rice, and I'm feeling really guilty.
I feel awful that I got rid of Ace.
I feel so bad. I wish I could apologize to Ace.
I think I may have made a big mistake.
I could cry.
And she did.
I really have a big place in my heart for you.
I appreciate that.
Crystal is going off on Maddie for no reason, and I've already seen Kenny go off on Maddie, and Maddie doesn't deserve to be yelled at. I believe you now.
Do you really? I just... I don't know what's going on.
I don't either, but now I see that they're not, like... Why would they kick you when you're down? It feels like they're just going off on you when you know you're going. I really, really pictured Bob up there in the final three. To me, Bob is a father figure. I lost my dad recently, and that's probably why I kind of have a feeling of love towards Bob. He's the father figure of our tribe.
Oh, God. It is a tough choice because it's like choosing between my dad and my brother.
Jessica Sugar Kuiper. Sugar is my biggest Survivor crush, but hey, can you blame me? Look at her, she's adorable. She was also on Weeds. Everyone on the season perceives her as dumb and weak, but the fact that she mostly held it together despite clearly grieving shows how strong she is. I make so many jokes about Sugar crying about her dead dad the entire season, but it's honestly really sweet to hear Sugar's story about what she's going through. The scene where she and her sister spread her dad's ashes in Gabon is especially sincere.
So my sister brought some of my dad's ashes.
Wanna say a prayer?
Yeah. Thanks, Dad, for everything you've done for me, and I know that you're the reason that I'm here, and that you're with me every day that I've been here, especially when we were on exile, and thank you for this awesome opportunity, and thanks for being here with me and keeping me strong and letting me see Rena and having all of this incredible stuff happen. Have fun in Africa, Dad. I didn't speak at his funeral because that was a big mess. So it felt good to say a few words because I really needed him here. And I feel like I already felt like he was here, but I feel like I brought him to Africa and he got to stay.
It's hard not to sympathize with what Sugar is going through. It's hard not to root for her as she gets the idol. And honestly, I love the Sugar Shack.
It's like I gotta go through a jungle. No problem. I'm going over to that tree because it looks like it might have some good hiding spots. Oh my God, I found it! Okay, good. Thank God.
When Fong sent me to exile, I thought maybe they thought I was dumb and that I'd never find the idol. No way.
I can't believe I found it and the lawyer didn't. How funny is that? That's funny.
I find it funny that on the season where they keep sending the same person to exile over and over again, it has this nice little snack-filled gazebo on it, and that she was the only one able to keep clean because of the access to the non-leech-filled lake on exile. Sugar's gameplay is absolutely insane, too. She is the swing on every single vote, and she just goes with whoever she likes the most on that particular day. Gabon is the oops, all goats season, and Sugar is right there leading the way as the queen of the goats. She's so easily tricked and just goes with whoever is nice to her that day. I love how she has this final two deal with Maddie, and she just goes back on it because Bob reminds her of her dead daddy. And then at Final Tribal Council, when questioned by Maddie what was the most evil thing he did, she answers the made-up in his own head by Keddy, to be honest, betrayal of Keddy, instead of the obvious, yeah, I fucked you over, Maddie. Actually, let's talk about her Final Tribal Council performance. Welcome to some play-by-play analysis of the Final Tribal Council of Survivor Gabon. We have Sugar up, and let's see how she starts off her Final Tribal Council speech.
Hey. I'm sitting up here because I feel like I played a perfect social game. I surprised myself in the physical department a couple times, but I had to lie, and that's part of the game, a couple times, and I had to sacrifice some innocence, and I'm really sorry, and 38 days, nobody wrote down my name, but everybody thought about it. So the immunity necklace I found within 24 hours of my stay on exile and didn't play it till the very end. And I think I played a pretty darn good game for somebody who's physically weak and didn't know what the heck I was doing when I started. I've been a free agent the whole time. I was in Coda 9 days, 10 days on exile, 2 different tribes at Fong, and then the merge. So I just was in it the whole time by myself. But I never fought out an alliance until I made an alliance with Bob at the end to save him, because I feel he deserves to be up here.
Alright, not bad, not bad. Harped on a few good points. Granted, Corinne wasn't impressed, but she won't be impressed anyway. It doesn't matter. Now let's see how she continues. First up, we have Charlie.
Why do you think we should vote you the top of the totem pole now that we're making a new peer assessment and give you $1 million?
Very good question. Lots of ways Sugar can answer this. Let's see how she does.
I don't know. I'm not necessarily think you have to vote for me, but it would be nice.
Huh. Well, that certainly was not the correct answer, but let's see if she does better later. But we can consider Charlie's jury vote burned. Next up is Crystal, which is a vote that she could still win.
I think we've been aligned since day 10.
I didn't lie to you. Even to the littlest things. Crystal, do I have any boogers in my nose? I will do a booger check. I need to know why you voted me out.
Okay, a little bit of a tricky question, but there's plenty of ways you can get out of it. You can say she's a threat or anything like that, but let's see what Sugar says.
Crystal, honestly, it was because the way you talk and treat people, even though that's the way you are, and I like it, you were bullying people. So I know that it would be strategically better for you to be up here with me than Bob. But I went with my heart, thought that you would forgive me, and I believe that you will. I believe that we'll still be friends.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
All right, calling her a bully was not the way to go, considered Crystal's vote burned. Next is Kenny. Maybe she could salvage that vote.
I really did trust you. I opened up my heart. You know, you're the first girl I could really trust, and hopefully my dating life isn't going to be so hard after this. But you did really scar me, and it really hurt. So I want to know why you backstabbed me.
A little bit incel, but that's what we come to expect from Kenny. Let's see how Sugar fucks this up.
I had an alliance also with Maddie and also with Bob. And literally, sorry, Kenny, I thought you were a bigger threat than her. She took the last immunity. I had totally underestimated her. I truly thought that you were a bigger threat.
For some reason, I don't believe you.
All right, well, you bombed that one. Well, next is Corinne. We can just skip her. Marcus. Marcus has no reason to hate you. Maybe you can get his vote?
I have lost somebody that was very important from our family. And what I want to know from you is, will you use a portion of your $1 million to honor your family member as I would have? And I want to know how.
Oh, super easy question, Sugar. You should be able to knock this one out of the park at least.
I never even considered actually winning $1 million, but if I did, I would definitely put some for lung cancer, but also for children, because that's my favorite cause. But my dad died of lung cancer, so I don't have any money right now. I have $50 in my bank account, but right, that's cool. What I would give.
We'll see if that's worth my vote.
Super lukewarm and uninspired girl. Like, what are you doing? Are you even trying? Oh, goddammit, next is Randy.
The night I was voted out, you proceeded to roll on the dirt, laughing uncontrollably. Did you not know that I was going to the jury? Did you not want my vote? Did you just figure there's no way I'm getting it anyway, so I'll make a jackass out of him?
Literally all you have to do is just say sorry.
I don't think I needed to do that, because you did that yourself.
That's your answer? That's your answer for $1 million?
Yeah.
You
were a jerk. You were a jerk the whole time. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you lose too.
All right.
Do you want to win? I mean, Maddie's coming up, but, like, it doesn't fucking matter anymore. Just give up.
I want you to reveal something that you did that was just evil.
Kenny. I broke Kenny's heart, I feel. I let him down. That hurt, and I'm sorry.
That's all you got, really? All right, Sugar.
Seriously? That's your fucking answer? Oh my god, I fucking can't with you, Sugar. In my opinion, worst of all time. Some people would say Sherry, but Sherry was never winning the game anyway. Sugar actually had a chance to swing a couple votes from Charlie, Marcus, Crystal, and maybe even Maddie or Kenny, and win the game, possibly, had she just owned her game. But she had to be Sugar. Even Randy was open to voting Sugar. The only person I think was never voting for her was Corinne. But instead of taking responsibility, Sugar just goes on about how they were all voted out because they're bad people, which is not what you want to do if you want their votes. I don't think Sugar even wanted votes. I think Sugar just wanted to be the kingmaker. She was in her perfect final three scenario and just gave it up at the end. It's sad. I absolutely adore Sugar. Yes, she can be annoying and self-righteous at times, and I totally get why some people may not like her, but I want to give her a hug and be her friend. She's just so sweet and sincere, but with a little bit of a mean side. Some people may be mad about this, but Sugar is for sure a favorite.
I actually kind of shocked myself. I'm like, oh my god, I think I just did it. I am the final three. That is so exciting. I'm always underestimated. People just think, like, she's got a chance in hell that she'll ever accomplish anything. I visualize myself winning it. Like, I can do that. I can hear it. It's going to happen. It's like an insane. I was not expecting that at all. I'm like in shock right now. I really am. I was nervous all day. I was kind of anxious.
I'm in total shock. I can't freaking believe that just happened.
Apparently, I talk too much. Is it just me or do I hear other people talking all the time, too? But maybe it just hits me more. I don't know.
You talk a lot. You say everything that you're thinking.
Susie Smith. How the hell did Susie win individual immunity twice? I absolutely love that Susie came so close to winning the game. If only she had agreed to have her vocal cords removed.
And if you can answer yes to this question, I will give you my $1 million vote. If you get the money, will you agree to have your vocal cords removed?
No.
Those are $1 million vocal cords. Everybody gets so disgustingly dirty on this season, it's hilarious, but Susie is the most notable pigpen. Her shirt starts off pink, and it's humorous to see it just go darker and darker shades of shit brown. I find it hilarious that she paid all this money at the auction for a bath, only to get out of the tub, like, 2 minutes in, just because it was too hot.
I think I'm actually going to get out of this. It's very hot.
No, don't get out! What the hell are you doing, woman? This is the first bath you've had in 28 days.
You done in your bath?
Yep.
All right.
I remember reading somewhere that she pooped in the tub and that's why she left it so soon. Can anyone confirm that for me, actually? I think Susie is incredibly underrated. She plays a kind of Sandra game and is the closest person to win a Sandra game who wasn't Sandra. Only Susie makes some absolutely terrible social faux pas, like straight up telling Corinne that she was planning on voting for her for no reason.
Because I want to be honest with you. I was actually going to vote you. Because?
Why?
Because I know that I'm a hard worker. I know that without having fire and water and food, how are you going to perform physically? You're going to have to take that time to do that work.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, anytime I think of Susie, I just think about how she almost won, and it makes me laugh hysterically. For that, I think I'm going to put her in hilarious.
I won the lumberjack log roll when I was in college.
Of course he did.
Bob Crowley. Bob. Where to put Bob? I have mixed feelings about Bob. On one hand, it's nice to see just the nice old man become the winner. On the other hand, he was the worst winner of all time. Yes, I would put him below Underwood, because at least Chris made moves, okay? Bob's only move, quite literally, is making a fake immunity idol.
I'm gonna do something.
My plan is to make something that looks like an idol, but I found something that looked like a skull. So I took the resin that I found in one of the trees, glued the front of it with resin, and then taken knickknacks that I've found around. This is my new fake idol.
I'm not going to have him ranked as my least favorite winner, because that's obviously Brian, but he's right there. But at least Brian dominated the season, so I wouldn't call him the worst just because I don't like him. My dislike for Bob is almost as much as it is for Brian, though. That may seem harsh, but it's not, considering how creepy he was to the younger girls on the season, which I'm trying not to let affect my ranking of him, since it wasn't actually shown on the show to protect him as a winner, I'm guessing. But he was even creepy towards Sugar, which makes her choosing him over Maddie that much more baffling. He was on the bottom with Susie literally the entire time, and at least the secondary target each round, and he saves himself so many times by somehow winning 4 immunities. He was never supposed to be at the end to begin with, but due to a combination of sheer luck and the fact that this season was filled to the brim with the worst players you could possibly imagine, he somehow makes it to the end and barely wins in a 4-3 vote where he almost loses to fucking Susie. Susie! Fucking Susie almost won over him. That cannot be understated how insane that would have been. Some people may like his Boy Scout antics, but I don't really care for them. I don't care for Bob as a winner at all. It's all the shit cherry on the shit Sunday that was the gameplay on this season. Good job, guys. You let the clueless old dude with a bow tie win. I have no idea where to put him. And I really think I'm going to have to put him in med just because of the grand scheme of things. He's such a forgettable and non-factor of a winner. His wife seems like an amazing woman, though. Dude was never getting invited back. I really am going to have to put him, possibly the only winner going here, maybe Tommy, in meh. And that was Survivor Gabon. Holy shit, what a beautiful train wreck that was. Absolutely iconic merge cast. One of the greatest merge casts of all time, in my opinion. All the normal people went out early, and it's just the crazy people left by the end, and I love it for it. This would be a great season to show a newcomer to Survivor, like, as a joke. Like, acting like, oh yeah, no, this is what Survivor normally is like. But it just sucks that the reasons why I love it are the reasons why people hate it too. Survivor Gabon is just the season where you either love it or you hate it, or you think it's just okay. Anyway, next on the docket is another classic, Survivor Token Chains. Granted, I may not hold this season in as high regard as some people may. A lot of people view it as like a top 5 season. I don't think I would put it that high. However, it does contain 2 of my favorite Survivor cast members of all time, and we will get to that very soon. And if you made it to the end, thank you so much. You are awesome, and why I continue this series. I hope to see you in Token Chains. Goodbye.